Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10. Now we say Ketzad Shavala Behema, the ways in which a koi is comparable to a behema, a domesticated animal. Again, we'll have three ways in which the koi is treated out of suffolk, out of doubt, to be like a behema. Again, these are only out of doubt. The first is Chelbo Asur Kechelev Behema. The first is that the hard organ fats, the suet around the organs of the koi, we will treat them as forbidden, the same way we treat the chelev of a behema, domesticated animals, cows, goats, and sheep, their chelev is forbidden. Vein chayav nelev kares, however, says the Mishnah, if one would have eaten the chelev accidentally of a koi, he wouldn't be chayav kares, and therefore he's not going to bring the chatas he would normally bring for eating the chelev of a behema proper. So that's the first of the three, and that's again a misafik. The second is, since we're treating it maybe as a behema, the Mishnah says, Ve'enu nilkach b'kesef ma'aser le'achol b'Yerushalayim. You can't use the kesef of ma'aser. This is referring to the money you use to redeem ma'aser sheni foodstuffs before bringing them to Yerushalayim. So one may not use that money, the ma'aser sheni money, to purchase a koi in Yerushalayim. Now the reason for this, if you go back to Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, is a Din D'Rabbanan. We said that although one is specifically supposed to be using his Ma'aser Sheni money in Yerushalayim to purchase foodstuffs, things that you consume, eat, drink, and anoint with, nevertheless, there's a Din D'Rabbanan. One may not purchase a cow, goat, or sheep for basar taiva, for just regular consumption like a barbecue, because the proper thing to do with your Ma'aser Sheni money actually is to use it to purchase shlamim. That's the ideal thing to do, to purchase a korban shlamim, a peace offering, and bring that in the Beis HaMikdash. And then that would be like your shlamei simcha, your offering of rejoicing in, and you'll eat shlamim meat, as that's the ideal way to go about celebrating and using one's Ma'aser Sheni money. Now, in the event that you want to sort of just forego that opportunity and instead buy regular sheep just for barbecue, the rabbi said, no way. They said, midurabban, they said, you may not purchase animals for consumption unless you're going to use them as korbanos, behemas anyways. So that chaya you could actually buy. So here the Mishnah is saying, since a koi might be a behema, you're not allowed midurabbanan to use your Ma'aser Sheni money to purchase the koi because you should be using it to buy other behemas that would be brought as korbanos. That's the second way in which behema and koi have the same dinim, again, misafik. And the third is v'chaya v'zroa l'chayayim v'keva, which is this. There's an obligation when one shechts a behema, cow, goat, or sheep, that there are certain gifts that are given to a kohen. Those gifts don't apply when you shecht a chaya, like a deer. But in the case of a cow, goat, or sheep, one is supposed to give three specific gifts to the kohen, which are called the zroa, l'chayayim, and keva. The zroa is the right foreleg, the leg in front of the animal. L'chayayim is the cheeks and tongue of the animal. And keva is referring to ruminants, like cows, goats, and sheep, have actually four different parts of their stomach. So the keva is the fourth and final part. English is called the abomasum. So that fourth part called the abomasum, the keva, also is to be given to the kohen. And that's true for cows, goats, and sheep. And since we're not sure if a koi is also a behema, we'll also give the zroa l'chayim and keva of the koi to a kohen misafik. And the Tanakhama holds that's true, even if, notwithstanding the fact that it's a suffik. On that point, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer's poter. Rabbi Eliezer says one does not need to give the zroa l'chayim and keva of the koi to a kohen, because shahamotzi mechavero alav haraya. The rule is, in any financial obligation, dine mamonos, so the burden of proof in the case of a safek is on the person who is trying to exact payment. So in this case, the kohen is the one who's trying to take money out of the pocket of the owner of this koi, and he was claiming, listen, the kohen would say to the owner of the koi, I'm the kohen, you owe me the zroa l'chayim and a keva, to which the owner, if you will, of the koi could say, no, I'm happy to pay you, but you have to bring a proof, the burden of proof is on you, to confirm that this indeed is obligated to be paid to you. And since the Kohen won't be able to, because it's only a suffix if it's a behema, therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, a person may retain the Zeruah L'chayim and Keva for himself. Again, Tanakama disagrees with that. As for Halacha L'maisa, it seems, at least according to the Bar Tanur, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning, indeed, Hamotzim Echever Elav Araya, that one could keep the Zeruah L'chayim and Keva in the case of a koi for himself.